When I have visitors to my garden, they often voice amazement at the more than ample space I have for growing vegetables and flowers. And the size of my botanical spread is pretty ample, mainly because upon our return to the flatlands and after a long and fruitless search for a historical house and grounds in southwest Kansas, we decided to build on an alfalfa field in the wide open spaces. So my garden, like Topsy Cottontail, just grew. Consequently, I've always had plenty of room to house vegetables, flowers, trees, lawn, and anything else that might come along seeking a space to put down roots. But that very well might not be the case for many other people who would like to have a garden but don't have lots of room for it. In that case, there's a relatively new way to grow flowers and vegetables that doesn't take up a lot of real estate, and it's here for the gardening season, and then can disappear not long after the autumn leaves start to turn. If this sounds intriguing, then perhaps you're ready for a straw bale garden. If you have limited space, non-productive soil, or don't really cotton to stooping to ground level for tending a garden, this method is definitely worth a try. The concept is simple. Use a standard-sized straw bale placed on its side so the strings face outward, and plant either seeds or a bedding plant-sized tomato, pepper, annual flower, or just about anything else in it. There are some tall or naturally spreading plants that won't do well housed in the bale, and straw bales are generally preferred over hay bales, which have a tendency to sprout seeds contained in them. You will need to put some time and effort into the beginning of the process. This involves prepping the bale by keeping it moist and warm, providing daily water and eventually some nitrogen fertilizer to get the composting process started, then adding a bit of rich potting soil when you plant into the bale. But based on visiting with folks who've tried it and reading the myriad of information available on the internet, it seems to be a pretty successful way to grow a garden, especially if you don't have much room for one. I've seen pictures of straw bale gardens on patios and even on sun decks and rooftops. Although I have ample room to grow pretty much anything at my place, I must say I'm tempted to give this newfangled idea a try, just to see how it's done and how it does or does not work. For as long as I can remember in my botanical history, I've used small straw bales to fence in my garden. They work great as a weed barrier, a low windbreak, and also are quite useful in keeping rabbits, and sometimes a Doberman dog, out of the garden. I think next year I'll put a couple of bales in the middle of things and see how they do at housing a pepper, a tomato, and maybe some basil. Who knows, I might wind up making space for them in my kitchen garden, which is nearer the house. Then I could let part of the big garden go back to prairie grass and wildflowers, which would be a great welcome mat for Growing on the High Plains listeners who might want to stop by for a visit. Y'all come, just let me know when.